stand alone.
Did I play that twice today?
Yeah, but it's pretty funny.
Never played it again.
He's nuts.
You're absolutely right.
Out of your mind, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Crazy.
Want to remind you, it's coming up 1 week from today. Let me ask you something. Are you a motorcycle enthusiast? Do you like to ride around on your hog?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds,
Do two wheels turn you on? I'm just making this up as I'm going along.
Going
Hogfest 2008, next Friday, May 23rd, right here in our parking lot, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. If you're a biker, you're getting ready for that big Rolling Thunder celebration on Memorial Day weekend. We are going to have a barbecue, the likes of which you will not believe. This guy, I am told, needs access to the parking lot, I think, at 5 a.m. I think that's what Beth Ann was saying, because he's going to cook one of those things, those barbecue things all day.
He's going to actually grill a motorcycle.
He's grilling a motorcycle. We will have the barbecue and hot dogs from Just In Time Catering. Music from the Bad Influence Band. Are you writing something
Yes,
there?
I am writing down everything you're saying.
Oh, thank you very much.
He does every day.
He just
he's like a stenographer.
He's getting into his getting into his what do you call it?
Stenographer
his,
mode.
His twitchy phase.
Now, I just want to ask, are you saying there'll be bikes, babes, barbecue, and a band?
Yes, very good, Mr. Alliteration. Yeah. Check out the Bad Influence Band tonight at the Surf Club in Hyattsville. We will have demonstrations from motorcycle riding concepts. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
These are the
yeah.
Motor Squad guys that teach how to be better motorcycle riders, and they do amazing things.
Impressive.
Prizes and displays from Patriot Harley-Davidson, Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles in Chantilly.
Cool.
Competition for the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, King of Queens, the biggest piece of S-bike, best in show, and lots more fun. And the most
Ribbons.
Important thing, I just want to get that noise. In that parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
If we get
amazing?
Enough, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You have to tune in just for that.
And then Monday, well, I guess it'll be Tuesday because there won't be mail on Monday. Tuesday is when we'll get the thank you note from the church.
Yes, the church will love this. We'll give them a nice donation.
Of course.
That's a good idea.
You know what? We'll go to Mass. Is it a Catholic church or a Protestant church?
It's a snake handling ordeal.
It is not. Don't now see, you're turning them off.
Making
now
you're trouble.
They're speaking in tongues and doing
stuff. No, no, no.
All right, cue the music. It's time to talk movies, Rob.
Oh, you have the Hollywood music.
Oh, well, we're not new. I told you I wanted a little music for this guy.
You want different Hollywood? I didn't.
It doesn't have to be Hollywood music. Just, you know how, remember what I said before? We just want to play them in and play them out.
Just play them in and play them
out. So whatever you have.
You said whatever.
Now, what I did say is I wanted to, this is the music he was going to use for the game coming up.
Uh-huh.
But I just like, music.
Sure.
Who doesn't?
Let's welcome this gentleman to the show. This is a guy named Dustin the Movie Boy, here to talk movies.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked movies on the show since we started the new thing.
No. Mm-hmm.
Dustin, how are you? Are you there? Let me see. I've got to go to this line right here. Dustin, thanks for coming on the show. How's it going today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Where do you hail from, Dustin the Movie Boy?
Well, I'm from Frederick, Maryland.
And you're a friend. Are you a friend of BBK's?
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time at screenings, and he's a good guy. He's something of a character.
Now, your website is themovieboy.com, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been into the cinema?
Oh, well, imagine a five-year-old kid walking into a video store in the mid-80s.
You're not five now, right?
No. In the mid-80s.
Okay, right.
And all at once, renting Friday the 13th, Taxi Driver, and Rainbow Bright.
Ah. So you got a little sophisticated palate there. This is a very important question, and I know he's a friend of yours, and I don't want to offend, but, you know, since we're getting to know each other here right now, are you brighter than Kevin?
How do I answer that one?
Honestly.
Honestly would be appreciated. Do you fancy yourself smarter than BDK?
Well,
it's a prerequisite, Dustin.
My writing might be a little bit more up to snuff.
That's kind of a diplomatic answer.
That's what he's trying to do.
Dustin, you've probably listened to the show a few times, and you've heard me talk about the fact that there really don't seem to be any original ideas coming out of Hollywood anymore. What's happening? What's exciting? What's new? And I'll tell you, the one that I wish I'd seen in theaters, and I don't know how you felt about it, but I saw Cloverfield since it came out on DVD this week, and I thought that was about as original and different as anything I've seen. They took that Blair Witch Project kind of style, and they made it into something special. Great special effects in that movie. I love that. Did you like that one?
I couldn't agree with you more. It's my favorite movie so far this year.
Ooh.
It was only made for like $30 million.
I cannot believe they made it that
cheaply. Isn't that cool?
You know, in this era of the big budget CGI, right. It was so credible. You know, you shake that camera around and you can make anything look real. It was really awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's new, Dustin? What's happening in the world of cinema?
Well, the summer movie season starting. This week, Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian is coming out.
Yeah, my kids kind of like the whole Narnia thing. That's not bad.
I love Prince Caspian.
What is Prince Caspian?
It's a sequel to, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's set a year later, and it picks up with four siblings living in World War II era London, and they're transported back to the land of Narnia to help this prince, the Prince Caspian of the title, to overthrow the rule of his uncle, King Miraz, who wants Caspian dead so that Miraz's newborn son can be the heir to the throne.
Have you seen this one, Dustin?
Yes.
How was it?
It was not as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Dustin?
26.
26 years young.
It sounds like it.
Very good. Are you married?
No.
Okay, you got a girlfriend?
No.
Are you looking for one?
Not at this juncture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
so
Dustin?
We check that. You're not, are you gay?
Well, yes.
Oh, do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, good. We had Sven Lloyd.
Is it Kevin?
We had Sven Lloyd. It's not BDK, is it?
No.
You know, we had Sven Lloyd on the show before.
Oh.
Have you listened to Sven Lloyd on the gay intern from the Owen Duke show?
I don't think I've heard him. I'm not sure. Actually, yes, I did hear about him once. Yes,
he's got a big crush on Buzz Burbank, as all the men and women do. But I digress. Continue with your movie reviews, please.
Prince Caspian, it's not necessarily a bad film, but it's missing the imagination and the sort of sense of wonder that the first film had.
Mm-hmm.
The story is not as strong. The villain is dull. The pacing's really slow.
What is your rating scale? Like, if we go to themovieboy.com, what's your rating scale?
It's 4 stars.
Oh, stars. You use stars. Okay, yeah. Very good. How many stars do you give it?
I give it 2 stars.
That's got a lot of CGI in it too, right?
Yeah. The second half picks up. I mean, there's some good battle scenes. It gets a bit more involving, but really, it's really nothing more than a second-rate version of Lord of the Rings. Oh.
Speaking of a sense of wonder, I wonder what you think of the Sex and the City movie.
Ah.
Well, I'm actually not afraid to admit that I actually liked the show.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
So yeah. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know how a TV show is going to translate, it was HBO, but it was sort of a sitcom style type show.
Would you like a Mike O'Mara show trivia question?
Sure.
How do I tie into Sex and the City?
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Do you know the answer? Do you know the answer to this? Have you listened to the show, Dustin?
Oh, yes. I've actually been listening to your show for about 7 years.
7 years. You might know the answer to this. How do I tie in? I am connected to Sex and the City in some way.
Do you know Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, but you're close. You're
warm,
in the right ballpark.
What character was based on Mike?
No, I'm
kidding.
Shut up, Rob. No, I actually, the author of the book Sex and the City, Candace Bushnell, creator of Sex and the City, took her to the prom.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I didn't get anything off her, though. Nothing happened at all. But, we both wore black. She wore a black dress, and I wore a black tuxedo with a bright red Dracula shirt. It was very, very cool.
I'm sure that it was memorable.
Dustin.
Thank you, Dustin.
Dustin.
Dustin, gay or not, you sound like you're 11 years old. I have to tell you that. You sound like you're 11 years old, Dustin.
My voice is probably a little higher than it usually is just because I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. We love people. Beth Ann McBride coming into the studio right now.
For God's sakes, Dustin, it's an audition. You will not be back on again. Pep it up. It saved yourself that you were gay. Bring more gay stuff.
What should we see? What should we be going to see?
How about
the movies?
This? Yeah, Dustin, what should we see while it's in the theaters?
Well, I know it got a lot of bad press, but I actually really liked Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Now, aren't you in the minority as far as that? Because I heard that movie got savaged.
Yes, I'd say I'm in the minority. It really didn't do well last week, and it made like $18 million, and it cost like $150 to make.
Right.
But it's something that you've never seen before.
Are you playing him out?
No, not yet. What else? What else is going on that you like?
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask, Dustin?
Does that the queen? Does the ice princess comes in to rescue the
segment?
Here
she comes in.
I feel bad.
With CPR.
Go ahead. Dustin. Rescue the segment. Dustin.
You probably won't be hearing from me again, but I did want to ask you something. I went to go see all by myself, because I go to the movies by myself a lot. Uh-huh. I went to go see, because I love, I'm a huge fan of Jonah Hill, so I went to go see Forgetting Sarah Marshall over the weekend.
That's, incidentally,
is that
Chad,
out already?
Chad Dukes was telling me that it was great.
That came out in April.
How do you like that one?
I liked it, but, I mean, it's definitely funny, but I wouldn't say that it was a great film.
It was okay. But
it was formulaic.
Do you know what shocked me? Now, imagine I went by myself. I think I was the only female in the theater at the time. I know it's
shocked
been out
me
a while.
This is our first movie person.
What do you think shocked me?
Shocked me is this guy's on the... What?
In
Go
the
ahead.
Movie Forgetting Doug.
Yeah.
Probably the opening scene with him showing his delicates.
His penis.
His delicates.
Yes!
I like
It was every time they could show it, they showed
his
it.
That's great. But, Beth Ann, hold on a second. Hey, all right. Well, what's good? Because we're short on time here. Dustin, what's good that's out there?
Okay. Speed Racer's good.
Speed Racer.
There really isn't that. I mean, because it's May, there's only like one movie coming out every week.
All right.
They're afraid that, you know, that it's just going to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Good stuff. Well, Dustin, thank you so much, and we will be in touch.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
No,
Jesus Christ!
I know! BDK came down the hall. I go, they don't like him. I'm telling you, I feel
is
it.
Is BDK in the building?
Yeah. Let me go get
Shall
him.
Shall we invite
him
in?
No, no, he does not get an appearance based on that. No, I will not allow him into the studio because of that. God, what an idiot I am. I swear to God. I have to be careful who I take advice from. I really do. There has to be some standards here. Didn't this germinate out of him talking to me? BDK talked to me first. You are not on the hook for this.
Oh,
100%.
Oh,
this is partially my fault.
No, give it to me.
This is partially, but you talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, but to me, he's
perfectly
sounds like
nice guy. He sounds like he's 12. A little young.
He sounded 14 on the phone.
All right, here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
Now we're throwing it all. The audition process. I want the real goods. Call the Tribune. I want a real guy.
I'm going to call Roxanne.
Get me Gene Siskel. What's the deal with Lions? Did you talk to Lions people? No. See, nobody's talked to Lions people, even though Rob said, that's the guy we should get. That's the guy we should get.
Okay.
And he's a, you know, he's a Hollywood guy.
His name.
Ben Lyons at E.
A real, real Hollywood guy. That's the guy we should actually get, okay?
I enjoy Dustin the Movie Boy.
My God! I tried so hard!
You did try. It was a terrible weekend for movies.
That has nothing to do with it.
I know, I tried.
Oh, boy, I'm losing my voice again.
Yeah, don't yell.
You know, that has nothing to do with it.
I wish that.
And neither does this.
I am a gay American.
That had nothing to do
it
with
helped,
it.
Though.
That was the only thing that he had.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, not that we have to have Andy Dick, but I mean, it was just, you know, we were trying, really.
We were trying.
I mean, I heard it in your voice.
Let's go to Kevin. Kill that music. Shut that effing music off.
When you asked him how old he was.
Mike?
Kevin from Silver Spring. You're on the Mike O'Meara
Mike,
show.
Mike, you like music. No,
I like music.
Remember?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Great. How are you? Love the show.
After that last segment, I'm hanging in there. I tell you, that's contributing to my very first hard alcohol drink that I'm going to have when I leave here.
Deep breath.
What can we do for you, Kevin?
Mike, by my count, I have 25 by your last
Jesus day. Christ. Well, don't worry about it. I mean, nice guy. Fine, nice guy. Thanks to Dustin,
counting.
Really. I don't want to eviscerate the poor lad.
Movie
boy. Dustin the movie boy.
Why send a boy?
What happened when you talked to him? Beth Ann, I hate it when you flee. I hate it when you flee the studio when the things get...
You know what she does? She flees to the door, but lingers as she exits. Uh-huh.
She does. She does.
I don't understand.
That's funny.
What?
Listen to what this guy says.
Is it mean?
Greg, you're on the show. Greg, say what I'm reading here. Go ahead.
You know, if that was BDK's recommendation, I think that was his revenge for you at Where's the other day.
For me kicking him in the balls.
You've just been kicked in the balls.
And that the delicates.
That is good. Now, when you were, let me ask you this, when you were working in the Triad, did you tackle the movies at all? You know, we could actually send you out.
That's
would
fine.
You do that if we
that.
Paid for it?
Yeah.
Don't pay for it.
All right, I'll make this determination based on this next
question.
2 minutes of conversation.
Okay.
In the last year, what's a movie that comes to mind? You go to a lot of movies. You go to everything.
No.
You go
not
to a lot.
So much. When you're not working, you got to kind of choose how you spend your money.
So it's a penny pinching issue.
Yeah.
But now that you, but when you have disposable, you, movies are a very, very significant occupation.
It's the only time I have popcorn. Yes, okay. I love going to the movies.
All right. So in the last year, something you loved?
Oh.
Besides the popcorn.
What did I really
did you
love?
See, did you recently, have you seen Cloverfield? And I just said, too. It's contagious, Dustin.
The boy. I want to see it because of what you said.
Okay. That's not working so far.
We're wanted to see it.
We're determining. You're auditioning for our movie reviewer right now.
I don't want to audition.
You know what? Can I offer this?
Yes, go ahead,
I just
Rob.
Got an IM. Kate said she would like to go to movies with BA, and they could do like a female Siskel and Ebert thing.
That'd be cool.
Like point, counterpoint?
Would you guys do that? Go to the movies together?
Yeah.
And you get to go to the screenings, too.
Yeah,
get to go to
fine.
The freebies.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Doc? I don't want to. What's up, Doc? Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
Ryan
screwball
O'Neil.
Comedy.
It's true.
That sucks.
And I do love Lost in America.
That's a good movie.
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah.
Give me one more. What's up, Doc? With
I
Barbara
love
Streisand.
Oh my God.
Where's Katie? Is Katie floating around?
Oh, she's in the air studio.
I'm gonna lose.
Well, no, the you're, audition, no, because right? if Katie, no, you're not. You're not gonna. This is a two-person. I love the Siskel and Ebert. That's a great idea. You know, we're developing. We're letting the listeners in on this.
Right.
This is a behind-the-scenes little peek here. What's up, Doc? Lost in America. Lost in America, fine movie.
Yes, it is.
One more. Something a little bit, you know, something maybe post-1970.
Since Jaws.
I loved it. This is old. Edward Scissorhands. I'm trying to think what I did love. I mean, I go to all different movies.
All right. All right. With this, now, this could be your savior right here.
Okay.
Katie,
wow, these are big.
Katie's
big.
Putting Rob's headphones on. Oh. Katie, what do you think of that idea? Did you hear that idea that was floated?
Yeah. I think I would love to go out with Beth Ann.
It'd be fun.
Now, you guys are going to have to argue because it's not – if it's all – we really like this. Occasionally, I want to have, you know, there's got to be, it's a radio show.
Got to agree on something.
Got to have
movie.
A little conflict
you
here.
Pro and con.
What right. is your favorite movie, one of your favorite movies?
Pulp Fiction, French Kiss.
We're done. Okay, that's it. Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's fine. I think you guys will be fine.
Okay.
We've got Lost in America. I'm sorry, we've got What's Up, Doc? How about a contemporary favorite movie of yours?
What's something that I really, really loved lately?
Lately, yes. Come on, within 10 years.
I don't
Come on,
know.
The pressure's on.
I
you
know,
can do this.
I can't do it.
We might have to find somebody else to go to the movies with Katie.
Okay.
I mean, no, really,
no,
you can do
I
this.
I want to go with BA.
Let's go with me.
Then you got to come up with one movie in 10 years that you liked. That is not too much pressure.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That is BS because you just heard about
did
that.
Did either
one.
Of you see Juno? It seems like a movie
oh,
you might have gone to see.
I thought it was great. I loved it. I took my sister.
I think it's one of the best movies
did
in the last
Did you see Juno?
Year.
I was selling houses and right. selling carpets.
Beth Ann, I am not going to slam you for not being able
right.
to see movies.
Right.
I'm just, all right, you know what?
I'll get you the DVD.
First of all, here's the deal. You guys can do it. I think, Beth Ann, you're a broadcaster. You're capable of doing this.
I love going to the movies.
Katie, I think you guys, I say this is a plan. Do you not? This is what we will do. You two will be our movie reviewers. Until I change my mind.
Will you hold my hand if it's scary?
I will.
Okay.
Oh, a little lesbo action. Right, thank you both.
One listener is IM to say that he'd go to the movies with Beth Ann if they could do the popcorn trick.
That's a great idea. Thank
What's
you very much.
Trick?
Oh, get out of here.
You'll find out.
We'll tell you later. We'll tell you in the post meeting. My God.
Have a good show.
Thank you. Beth Ann. Rob, I think that's a good idea. Buzz, what do you think? Great idea, guys?
Let's try it.
Did I miss something?
Rick, I think, or Ick in Maryland.
Ick?
On the Maryland Beltway. What can we do for you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
If you guys are seriously interested in sending VA and them out to do some reviews, I can set you guys up with a pretty good supply of movie passes to get you in any theater.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll get that information.
Cool.
But we do have a lot of access to that, so that'll be it. It'll be Beth Ann and Kate. We'll see what happens.
I look forward.
One liked Pulp Fiction. Great movie. The other one like, what's up, Doc? And, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the cusp right now of the greatest. As a matter of fact, I'm playing the wrong music for it. The greatest game in the history of the world. We're going to play Power of 10.
The Power of 10.
Rob, explain how this works.
You will be given a series of true-false questions.
True-false questions.
If you get the first one correct, you win a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you answer another question correctly, your prize doubles.
Can you bail out at any time?
And you can quit. You can bow to the power of 10 at any time and keep your money.
Cool.
And but if you answer 10,
yes.
you win the grand prize. It's $128.
$128, wow.
But if you miss one, You lose it all.
Ooh. Ah. Well, are there any women with suitcases in this game at all?
Yes. There. It's Kate and it's B.A.
If you want to play the power of 10, you heard how it works. Call us right now at 877-365-3636. Your chance to win. What's the grand total?
$128.
$128. It's basically a trivia game and you work your way up the ladder.
Yeah.
You want to play power of the 10? Power of the 10?
The power of 10.
The power of 10. Get on the line to get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. We will play the big game right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.